Maseches Maaser Sheni, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Hey. The Mishnah gives another way a person can get out of paying the extra 1/5 when redeeming his own Maaser Sheni produce. Hayayim Begarin, someone who's standing in the threshing floor, Ve'im Biyadei Mayis, and he doesn't have coins with him, money to redeem his Maaser Sheni produce. If he had the money on hand, so then we learned he could just give the money to someone else and have that other person redeem his produce. But he doesn't have the money on hand, and he's planning on using coins that are in his house to redeem his Maaser Sheni that's present here, and that's not a problem. He can do that with coins in his house. But he can't give the money to someone else to redeem it and get out of the 1/5. So what should he do? Aymar l'chaveri, he should say to his friend, Harei ha-peiris ha-elu nesunam l'chav matana, I'm giving to you this produce as a gift, and then his friend now owns the produce. V'chayzer v'aymar, and then the original owner then says, Harei elu m'chalalam al-moyish b'bayis, I want them to be redeemed on the coins that I have in my house, and now the original owner is redeeming produce that doesn't no longer belongs to him, and he no longer will have to add 1/5. The Rav points out that the Mishnah over here discusses giving the Maaser Sheni as a gift, and we've spoken about this a couple times in the past. There's different opinions whether Maaser Sheni can be given as a gift, and since we paskin that it cannot be given as a gift, the Rav wants to explain that our Mishnah is talking about giving the produce in tevel form, which is before the Maaser is removed. That much he can give as a gift to his friend, then his friend separates the Maaser Sheni, and then the original owner redeems it with money at his house. Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah discusses a sale that's taking place of Maaser Sheni produce with money outside Yerushalayim, and there's a dual purpose in the sale. One, to transfer ownership of the produce, and also in the process there's a redemption going that the Kedushas Maaser Sheni transfers from the produce onto the money. That the seller who's selling the produce will receive money instead of the produce, and the money will then have Kedushas Maaser Sheni that he's going to bring up to Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah discusses that the point in time when the sale is finalized is when the buyer takes a hold of the fruit. He does a Mashiach or Agbah, he pulls them or he picks them up, he acquires them, and a price was set on them, but he has not yet handed over the money. The sale is already binding. But the redemption doesn't take place until he hands over money to the seller. At the handing over of the money, that's where the redemption happens. What happens if the price of the produce changes between those two points in time? So the Mishnah says, Mashach mimenu maaser b'sala. If the buyer does a mashichi, he pulls and he takes to himself the produce, the maaser sheni produce, b'sala, for the price of one sala. So it was a set price. He made up, I'm going to pay you one sala coin for this produce. And the sale is now binding as soon as he does a mashicha. He grabs onto it. V'lo hispik levdaisai ad she'amar b'shtayim. But he didn't get the chance to redeem it by actually handing over the coins until the price shot up to 2 shleim. It doubled in price. The produce is now worth 2 shleim. So what should he do? So first, so the Mishnah says, Naisin sala. He gives the one sala that he promised to pay for the produce. That was, the sale was set on one seller, and the sale was binding as soon as he took hold of the fruit. He only has to pay the seller one seller, and that seller of course becomes kadosh with Maaser Sheni as it redeems partially the produce. However, the produce is not fully redeemed because now it's worth 2 shleim, and he only redeemed it with one seller in the purchase. So he needs to go and take another of his own seller and redeem that produce with another sala to fully remove the Kedushas Maaser Sheni off of that produce. And the Mishnah says, Umishtaker Basela, the buyer is going, he gains a sala because he now has produce worth 2 shleim and he only paid 1 sala to the seller for it. Umaaser Sheni Shalai, the extra sala coin that he has to use, a second sala coin to redeem it for Maaser Sheni, that the buyer gets to keep for himself. The Mishnah now continues with the reverse case. Mashach mimenu maaser b'shtayim. If when the buyer took hold of the fruit and acquired it, it was worth 2 shleim. Then v'loy hispik l'vdaisei ad she'amar b'sala, he didn't get a chance to give over the money and redeem the fruit onto the money until the price dropped from 2 shloim down to 1 selah. So he still has to pay 2 shloim because that was the agreement in the sale, and when he took hold of it, the sale was final, and that's what he owes. But the redemption only requires 1 selah to redeem it now. So what does he do? Nisan lai selah mechulin. The first selah that the buyer gives the seller, he gives him a selah coin from chulin that goes and works as a redemption and it redeems the produce, and now the produce is fully redeemed. Yet he still owes, the buyer still owes another selah because he promised 2, even though the fruit is fully redeemed because it's only valued now by 1 selah, it's fully redeemed on the first selah, but he owes a second one. So the Mishnah says, v'sela shel meiser sheni shelei, the second selah that the buyer pays the seller, he can give him a selah of meiser sheni that he has. If he has a selah that has meiser sheni kedusha on it, he can give that as the second coin to the seller. Because since the seller anyways was planning on receiving 2 selah coins that would redeem the produce that was originally valued at 2 shloim, and he was going to have 2 selah coins that would be meiser sheni selah, even though now you only need 1 selah coin to redeem it, but the seller, the buyer, can give a second selah coin of previously already meiser sheni selah coin to pay the seller, because anyways that's what the seller was expecting to get. However, the Mishnah says, Im haya ama aretz, if the seller was a ama aretz, and then there's a concern that we don't want to give meiser sheni to ama aretz because we can't trust that he's going to follow all the proper halachas with it. So then, here there's 2 different versions in the text of the Mishnah. One version is nisan lei midmai. You should give him the second selah. Don't give him pre-existing meiser sheni money, a selah of meiser sheni that the buyer had from before. Rather, give him from demai. Demai, we've spoken about in the past, is produce that's purchased from ama aretz, and midaraisa, one's not obligated to take off meiser, because midaraisa, we rely that it was already taken off meiser. Midarabanan, they require to take off meiser. So demai, meiser sheni that was taken off demai, that was only obligated to midarabanan, one is allowed to give to ama aretz. Therefore, the second coin that's being given over, don't give him midaraisa meiser sheni, but rather give him meiser sheni of demai, which you're allowed to give to ama aretz. The other version in the text here doesn't say nisan lei midmai, but rather it says nisan lei midamav. You should just give him the value of the produce, and this is saying that you should give him chulin money. Give him just the value in cash, chulin money, and don't give him meiser sheni money. But regardless, the point being is that you can't give the ama aretz pre-existing meiser sheni money because he may mistreat it.